So here's what I want to do today. I want to bring cross-border privilege to life through application so you can see how this stuff is applied, to recognize these issues, which is half the battle, is to recognize them, to invest in designing effective protocols for managing your cross-border privileged communications, and then to act as your professional obligation, your ethical obligation, to safeguard your clients' privileged information. And then finally, what I hope to give you today is for you to be able to act and communicate with confidence to your peers, to your clients, and to other stakeholders on the team. So here's what we're going to do today. I'm going to explain the issue and where you fit into this issue, traps for the unwary, and then I'm going to go over three quick cases that will really bring this home to you. If something's not privileged, where does that leave us? How cross-border privilege issues arise right here in the United States. I'll give you a quick world tour and then back to the USA, and then give you some practical strategies, a to-do list, and then take questions and answers. Let's see if I can do it. Here we go. Here's the issue. Who wants your client's secrets and privileged information? Right? Who wants that information? Well, we know there are three very aggressive entities that want your client's privileged information, right? The government, investigators, regulators, and then competitors. They would love to have your information, right? And those competitors might want to get that information through litigation, right? Through the discovery process. So you've got lots of people who would love to know what you know and would love to have that information that you have. So where do you fit into all this? Where does legal fit in to this whole thing?